Okay, let's learn. So we are up to Daf Mem. Today is Daf Mem Hey. But we're going to start with Daf Mem Dal and the Bay is towards the bottom. In the middle of the Sugya of Isser, Heter Itzaf Le Isser, and the Sugya of Tam Keker, a Shah Sugya. Daf Mem Dal and Omid Beis. Mem Dal and the Beis, Omar Le Rav Acha Breid Rav Avyol Rav Ashi, Midrabona Nishma Le Rebbe Akiva. So the previous staff discussed in great detail the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Akiva with regard to what we learn from the word mishras. Mishras anovim. Anything that is soaked. Yeshakoyach, thank you, turning it off. I can hear each other. Anything that is soaked. Mishras anovim. Anything that's soaked in anovim is grapes, is forbidden for the nazir. It's forbidden for the Nazir to partake from. So the question is, what is the pasuk coming to be marked with the word mishras, that's soaked? So there are different opinions. There are two opinions in the Gemara. There are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is mishras teaching Allah of tam ki ikar. The chiddush, if you have a piece of meat or a piece of food or a piece of bread, and the bread has the flavor of yayin, the entire piece of bread has a din yayin, even though if you were to somehow chemically extract the flavor of yayin from the bread, it would be much less than the size of a kazayis.
The wine content. The yayin comes in kazayis, or comes in levius.
Whatever the shape. Well, there's a halach in Elamim, a kazayis worth of grape products, right? A nazir is not allowed to eat. Drink a revius of yayin or eat grapes the size of an olive.
Right.
Correct? Yeah. So let's say Nazir drinks a revius of yayin or eats grapes, actual grape size of a kazayis. It's chayiv for the lisas say of do not eat a product of the vine, do not eat grapes and yayin, and don't eat leaves. We have a lav shemachos, different halachas. But what would happen if you have a piece of bread and the piece of bread has been soaked in a small amount of wine, and that small amount of wine has permeated the entire kazayis of bread, so the whole kazayis of bread has the flavor of yayin. So the actual yayin content is less than the kazayis, less than a revius. But I'm not eating the yayin. I'm not eating grapes. I'm not drinking wine. I'm eating a piece of bread. So the halach is, being that the bread has the flavor of yayin, we view the bread to be one shtick yayin. It's like the bread is a grape, and therefore the shear, if you eat a kazayis of the bread, one is chayiv malchus. That's called tam ki'ikar. Right? That's the basic use of tam ki'ikar. That is that we know that from the word mishras. That's one approach. Another halach that we learn from the word mishras is the shita of the Rabbanan. Mishras is teaching us an entirely different halacha, that you can combine heter, iser, mitzaref leheter. That if you combine a small amount of food that is osir, and you eat it in one swallowing, because that's the very part of halacha of the Gemara, in one swallowing with other food, that is heter. If iser and heter are eaten together, they are combined together.
A whole kazayis.
You have a whole kazayis, and you have a small amount of iser, and a majority, even a majority for that matter. Or let's make it very simple: 50-50. 50% of iser, 50% of heter, and they are swallowed together.
And the 50 and 50 make one kazayis.
Make one kazayis, even though technically speaking, 50% of the 50% of heter that you're eating does not absorbed the flavor of the iser.
Right.
You have a piece, you have a half a grape, you have a grape which is a half of an olive size, and you have a piece of bread that's half of an olive, and you eat it together, according to the Rabbanon, one is chayef. Because the heter is mitztoref with the iser to the sheer kizayis.
Right,
that is something that we know from the word mishras. Mishras, he means it's a drasha. Okay, we don't have to know the exact details for now, but that's the drasha according to the opinion of the rabbi. So it comes at Lamaskana, we have two potential drashas from the word mishras. Either the concept called tam ki'ikar, or the concept called heter mitztoref le'iser. Two different concepts. The main sugya, that's not our main sugya, that was the sugya of the previous two daf, of heter, tzaf, lisser, and tam ki'ikar. Those are the sugyas in the previous daf. So now the Gemara wants to do some fancy footwork now. Let's see inside. Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi Rav Ashi. Nidra Bona. from the way the Rabbanan darsh, the technical method of drasha that the Rabbanan apply to the word mishras, nishma, we can extract and extrapolate the Rabbi Akiva, how Rabbi Akiva would proceed and go forward in his line of thought. Now, what did these abstract words mean? The Gemara explains. Nilei Ami Rabbanan. Didn't we learn in the previous staff that the Rabbanan of the opinion Mishras litein tam keikar? They use the word Mishras for the chiddush of tam keikar, which means that they have a drasha. If you have a small piece of a kazayis of bread, and the kazayis of bread has absorbed the flavor of yayin, so we view the entire kazayis to be one shtick, as if it's mamish yayin, it's an aleph. So, and mikana atadon, and what do the rabbanon? The rabbanon go and a step number two. Once we know that by nazir, there's something called tam ki ikur. Mikana tadon l'chol yisum shebetorah. What the rabbanon do? Now this is behind the scenes. The Gemara is telling us this. That's behind the scenes in the Gemara. They use this as a binyan av l'chol haTorah kula. Now b'chol haTorah kula is going to be a concept called tam ki ikur. So when it comes to meat, if you have a piece of meat, and the piece of meat has absorbed the flavor of, let's say, dam, or absorbed the flavor of nevela. Like you cook two pieces of meat together, and one piece of meat has absorbed the flavor of chazir, of something which is not kosher, and you eat the piece, and you eat the piece of meat that and absorbed the flavor,
and you ate the kosher.
So you are chayif for eating, you're chayif eating treif, because the thing that really is kosher now has the status of non-kosher, because it has absorbed the flavor of non-kosher. So they basically, what they've done is, they've taken the concept of tam ki ikur that was taught explicitly in the parsha of Nazir, and they've used that as a source of binyanav, l'chol hatarakula for the concept of tam ki ikur. So now, Rabbi Akiva, the third line from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Nami, let's do exactly the same thing in his approach to understanding the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, Nami, Mishras, the word Mishras, what is it used for? Leheter mitztoref liyaser. A different concept. The concept of you have two pieces of food, one piece of food is prohibited, and one piece of food is mutter, and you eat them together, and they join together to a size of a kazayis, and you swallow it together. Rabbi Akiva has a tremendous chiddush, that even though you do not have in front of you, you're not swallowing a kazayis of food that is prohibited, being that it's being swallowed bivas achas, in one shot, with more food, which automatically makes the swallowing the size of a kazayis, and in that kazayis there is a part that is not kosher. Rabbi Akiva says, based on the word Mishras, we learn that Yechayiv Malkus. Now that halacha was taught explicitly where? In the sugya of Nazir. But what we're going to do now is we're going to extrapolate. Just like by Nazir, the halacha is true, it's going to be true L'chol HaTarakula. That if you have a piece of non-kosher meat, and you eat it together with a piece of, and it's less than a kazayis, and you eat it together with another a piece of kosher meat that's less than a kazayis, and the two together, when you swallow together, you swallow the kazayis, you're going to be chayiv because of heter, the prohibit, the mutter, joins with the iser to be chayiv a person for the shear. So heter himself leads to mikanat adon l'cholus shabbatayro kula. So basically, we're doing something very, very simple. Let's review what we're doing over here. We have the word Mishras. We have a Machloikis, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Akiva, what the word Mishras teaches us. According to the Rabbanon, Mishras teaches us the concept of Tam Ki Ikur. According to Rabbi Akiva, teaches us the concept of Heter Mitzav Liyaser. Period. Now, we have one other little piece of the equation. We know for a fact that according to Rabbi Rabbanon, not only is there a prohibition of Tam Ki Ikur by Nazir, Tam Ki Ikur applies L'chol HaTarakula. So that's true. So we have a right. Now here comes the Gemara. The Gemara is making an assumption. So we have a right to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Darshan's Mishras, to teach us Isser Mitzarf Leheter, it's not limited to Nazir, but it applies L'chol HaTarakula. That's all the Gemara wants to do.
What would be of a Nazir take synthetic?
No, I'm not going. We can't. We have to go in. Let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Parsha of the Gemara. Amalei, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says he can't do that. You know why? Mishum dehavi nazir. Nozir v'chato shnei suvim haboyim kiyachod v'ein melamdin. So Gemara says no. The Gemara says you can't do this because, according to Rabbi Akiva, when everyone knows the principle that the Torah repeats itself. Normally, when the Torah says the halacha once in one parasha, we automatically have a right to use that as a source that the halacha applies b'chol haTorah kula. The only exception is if the Torah goes out of its way to repeat itself in two places to teach exactly the same halacha. That tells us only in these two areas of halacha is it true. Everywhere else, the halacha is not true. So this concept that Isser is mitzarf leheter was taught in two places, according to Rabbi Akiva. It was taught by Nazir, and it was also taught by Chatos. Now what does it mean, Chatos? If you have a piece of meat, of a color, so the more explains. So it's not going to be true, the concept of combining a half a shear of Isser with a half a shear of Heter and swallowing it and saying, since now when you swallow you have in your throat one kazayis, you're going to be high because part of that kazayis is Isser, is not true. It only applies to two selected halachas, the law of Nazir and the law of Chatos. What is law of Chatos? Here we go. Nazir hodamor and Chatos mai. What's Chatos? Tanya. Kol asher yiga b'vsori yikdash. The pasuk says a piece of a Chatos. If the Chatos, anything that makes contact with the Chatos becomes holy. Now what does that mean exactly? Becomes holy? We don't find such a concept anywhere. We have tumah. We have a halach of tumah. If something is tameh and you touch it, it becomes tameh. Right? Tumah goes down, always goes down one notch. But we never have a concept anywhere that if you're a holy man, if I touch you, that my holiness spreads to you. There's no such thing. Okay, tumah is a lot easier. I'll bring you a very interesting raya to this. It's a little bit of a drush, but it's kedai. It says, a nausea, you have to remind me of the pasuk Valkaris here. The mace noifel the pesa pisoin.
Yomus
mace olav the pesa pisoin. Was it say tameh? You tameh, right? A nausea becomes tameh when it comes to tumah. Pesa pisoin, suddenness of suddenness. But when it comes to Tahara, it says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, I don't remember the pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that if Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you dare speak Lashna about my Avdi Moshe? Suddenly Hashem appeared to Miriam and Aaron. Hashem appeared to Pesach. Look at the difference. There, Hashem is appearing to, and they were tameh. They were screaming, "Mayim, mayim! We have to go to the mikvah."
The bottle shelf.
So when it comes, Hashem appears to Aaron and Miriam, and he tells them, "I want to speak to you." Before that, it says that suddenly Hashem spoke. Hashem came and appeared to Aaron and Miriam suddenly. The Pesach. So look at the difference. When Hashem is coming to Aaron and Miriam, he appeared to them suddenly. Kedusha. The Shechina is coming. You can't get better than that. The Shechina. The passage says, suddenly Hashem appeared to Aaron and Miriam and Pisaim. Maybe it was before. It was a little before.
Oh, here it is, you're right.
All through you. Hashem said, Pisain. To Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe, Pisain. The Shechina is here. The Shechina, there's no greater good in the world than the Shechina appearing. And how does it say? Amol happens, Pisain. Suddenly the Shechina appears. And when it comes to Tumah, Tumah comes to a person, the Chiyomus Meisalav, the Pesah Pisan. It can happen even more suddenly. You can get struck by lightning. Tumah, there's more of a chance that Tumah can come upon a person than Kedusha can come upon a person. Because a person, Tumah can come, the Pesah Pisan, out of nowhere. I never in my life expected to fall into such a matzah where I became Tomei. It was the Pesah Pisan. But Kedusha, the best I could hope for is that it'll come upon me suddenly. Why is that so? The koichos of tumah, to a certain degree, you have to refine how to say this, are greater, or not just saying greater, because you can't zelu mazet. A person is not on guard for tumah, for kedusha, as he is for tumah. A person is more susceptible to fall into a hole, a bar of tumah, than he is likely to have the good fortune that the shechina will come to him. That's what it's an amazing idea. Tumah, it's pesa pisaim. Kedusha, it's only pisaim. It's only suddenly. So
according to this Gemara now, if a person would eat half a gezias of basar.
Yes.
And
okay, let's
and
see.
Drink some milk with it. It wouldn't be a.
No, that's achila and shasiya. That's a different inyan. So that's a whole different sugi. That's eating and drinking. You don't normally combine eating and drinking. You have to have a full shiur. Okay, let's focus over here on halacha of this very bizarre pasuk. Chalasha yiga b'besor yigdash. You have a piece of meat, and the meat is kodesh, and anything that touches the meat becomes holy. What exactly does that mean? Yachol, how it becomes. So what does that mean? How can the people become holy? So the Gemara is basically going to say is what it means. When the meat doesn't mean it just touches it. Yiga in this context means that it has absorbed the flavor. At least according to the Rabbanon, like tam ki ikar. Let's see. Yachla afil loy b'loha. I would think even if the piece of meat, this is going according to the Rabbanon, one step at a time, according to the Rabbanon, even if it did not absorb, you have a piece of meat of chulin, and it makes contact with a piece of meat of a carbon chatos. Now the chatos meat is obviously kodesh. What's the nafkamina that it's kodesh? You may not take it outside the walls of the azara. What's the other nafkamina of being kodesh? The other nafkamina is that if it becomes tameh, it has to be burnt. So there are many, and also what's another nafkamina after a day and a night? It's noiser, it has to be burnt. Chulin is no restriction. Take chulin to America. Chulin, you can preserve it in a freezer. Chulin, there's no, if it becomes tameh, so gesunta hate. So eat it in a state of tum, who cares? There's no restriction when it comes to chulin. But now, the piece of chulin has made contact with the piece of kodesh, yikdash. The piece of chulin now, becomes holy. Why? I would think this is true if there's no absorption. It's just a cold piece of chatos and a cold piece of chulin. And they make physical contact. That's what the pasuk says. Yiga, they touch. If it did not absorb, tamulemar bivisara. The pasuk says, kolasho yiga biv in. The kishkas, in biv. It has to go into the basar, which would make a drasha at sheyivla bibasar until some of the has to be hot. What has to be fatty, and some of the flavor of the kodesh has to be absorbed into the meat of chulin. Yikdash, what's mean yikdash? It becomes holy. I mean, that's not really a correct translation. Yikdash means designation. Kodesh always means to be designated, like a woman who's a kedesha. A kedesha is not a nice word. A harlot, a woman that's designated for a znus, a kodesh. A man that is set aside to do averus with women. Kodesh, so yikdash, what does it mean it's designated? Yochla, I think a kamoya. Shimpsulahiti pasavim kasheri tikal kichom shabah. What does it mean? It means they get the same status. I thought we were yikdash, it's a statement. Liyah is kamoya, shimpsulahiti pasavim kasheri tikal kichom shabah. So what do we learn from this pasuk? So this pasuk over here is teaching us the halacha so now this halacha is let me make it clear what's going on over here. Let's see Rashi very quickly. Rashi here says, "Kolashi yibam sarah b'sar chulin oishlam shuzman achilas nevudim bechatos v'naga bechatos." Let's have two pieces of meat. One, well, the piece of meat is a shlamin, and the shlam can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, and chatos is 1 day and one night. So if the shlam makes contact with the chatos, the shlam takes on the characteristic of the chatos only 1 day and one night. and it's cool, and certainly becomes like the Chata says. But it basically means even if the piece of meat that as a lower sanctity, now that it has absorbed the flavor or the fat of the higher sanctity, the lower sanctity now takes on the stringencies of the higher sanctity. Okay, now Shimsuna, what do we want from this Gemara? Okay, so look at the next Rashi. Here's where we get here. Look at the Rashi, Dibra Masal Toichal. Okay? Here is the point that we need. Toichal, Habaylas, Gechoymer Shabbah. Okay, just a few lines down the Rashi. It's Dibra Masal Toichal, the last one in the line. Now you shall eat this piece with the same status as me, that's more strict. Shayeshwa Beis. Now here's the Chiddush. This is the critical Rashi to understand the Gemara, otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Shayeshwa Beis minim, echod chomor, viechod kal, the kulo hoylechas acher hachomor, alma hetzer hetzer mitzdarif lisa. Rashi here says in these few words a mouthful, okay? Because this mamish ikur choser min hasefer. The Gemara wants to be noraya. Remember, we have to know who we're dealing with. We're dealing here with the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says a concept called Tam Ki Iker. We are bringing a raya. Tam, so the Gemara says, oh, Tam Ki Iker, Gewaldig. Tam Ki Rabbi Akiva says, okay, my words careful. Rabbi Akiva says the Chiddush of Isur Mitzdareif Leheter. Or Heter, whatever the word was, or Heter Mitzdareif, the two combined, the joint forces. That's what we learn by Nazir. A Nazir eats a little piece of a chatzi zayis of a grape with a chatzi zayis of bread, and the bread a cracker, and the cracker doesn't absorb the grape. Okay, let's say the grape is dry, it's a dry grape, and the grape is a half a zayis, and you have a cracker, and the two don't exactly blend together. There's no absorption between the two, and you eat the two together. So if we ask an average child from Cheder, what's the halacha? Is the Nazir chayiv for eating a product of the vine? The child will tell you, of course not. You have to have a kazayas. Where's the kazayas? You have a chatzayas, a chatzi grape. You have a cracker? Big deal. Along comes Rabbi Akiva, and he has this novel chiddush. He has the word mishras, and his word mishras teaches you, heter mitztorei fleiser. A chatzi zayas of a grape with a chatzi zayas of a cracker. You chew it together and you swallow it together in one shot. It has to be swallowed one shot. Since you swallow one shot, and that one kizayas is 50% iser, 50% heter, guess what? Yichayiv. Okay? So the Gemara now says, we're reviewing the Gemara, oh, so just like you have this concept of heter and stuff, iser, we should apply the concept of l'chol ha'tayu kula. If you have a kazayis nevela, chatzi zayis nevela, chatzi zayis nevela, and you chew it together with a chatzi zayis of bread, right? Bread is kosher. Chatzi nevela, you chew it together, you swallow. You should be chayif, right? We're going to extrapolate, just like the rabbanon extrapolate l'chadar kula. Along comes Rabbi Akiva, and here's the part we're getting to our Gemara. No, not so fast. Because this halacha was only taught in two places in the Torah. Nazir, like we learned, and by chatos.
And by what?
By chatos. And by chatos, mele, two places, then, shnei kisuv ma'bon kechot eimon. Can you please explain to me where by chatos you find such a concept of heter mitztorei fleiser? So along comes Rabbi Akiva, the Rashi's explanation, says the case. You know what the case is? You have a piece of meat. It's chulin. And it touches a piece of meat. I have a kazayis of chulin. Let's say I have kazayis of what? Gansa kazayis. Gansa kazayis of chulin. Nothing wrong with it, right? Chulin. It now touches a hot piece of a chatas. Carbon chatas. The halakhic carbon chatas. So now what happens? And some of the flavor, the juices, the aroma of the chatas gets absorbed now into the piece of chulin. So what do I, and now, what do I have now? I have a piece of chulin. In the chulin there are two zachen. There's a din chatas, and there's a din of chulin. and it's absorbed within the other. So along comes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't hold of this concept of Tom Kicker. Forget about that. Get rid of that. I'm not from that camp. Don't give me kashrus in the honor of Tom Kicker. All I know is I have here a piece of meat, and in this piece of meat there are two components. There's the chulin component, which is a full kazayis. Remember, we're not dealing here, this is the tricky part, we're not dealing here with 50-50. We're dealing here with a whole kazayis of chulin. And in this kazayis of chulin there is flavor. Now the flavor, we're not getting involved in Tom Kicker, but soif kol soif, there are chulin parts and there is flavor. The flavor certainly has the status of kodesh. Of kodesh. And what's the kodesh? It only can be eaten for one day and one night. If it becomes tane, has to be burnt. If it's pigle, it cannot be eaten, has to be destroyed. It cannot be taken outside the walls of the Azara. But the chulin part can be eaten forever. There's no limit. It doesn't have to be burnt. There's no psul. There's no limitation where it can be eaten. So there's a tug of war. I want to take this outside of the Azara. The chulin, which is the vast majority, which is 99%, is, so why don't we go bust a roif? Let me take it outside the walls of the Azara. Let me eat it tomorrow. The only reason why I can't do so is because there's also flavor. And the flavor says, no, I have to be eaten within 24 hours. I can't leave the Azara. If I'm tummy, I have to be burnt. So you know what? We have here Isser v'heter. Isser v'heter all mixed in together. And what's going to dominate? The Isser. The Isser is going to dominate. Yikdash, the Pasuk is telling you, Heter, Mitztoref. It's not exactly the same type of Mitztoref as the previous Gemara. That's the problem. That's really the problem. But
that's what.
It's not the same. When we spoke about Heter, Mitztoref, Isser by Nazir, it was a matter of sheer volume, 50-50. The Gemara is a very difficult Gemara, and Rashi, that's a tremendous chiddush of Rashi. After all the Rishonim, all the Mahalchim, Shan, the Gemara. But Rashi, that's what Rashi. Look at the Rashi. How we read the Toichal. The law is, let's read the Gemara one more time. Go back to three lines from the top. Three lines from the Gemara. The Tanya Kolasha Yigab Sar Yigdash. Ending which has the boss of Yigdash. Yochal Tega Filu Loi Bol. Even if it did not absorb, no. Tamlema Bebesara Adshe Yivla Bebasar. What's mean Yigdash? Lihiyois Kamoya. That the chulin now has the status of the kodesh. Shem pesula hiti pasal. Vim kesher hiti toichal kichomur sheba. Rashi toichal habaylas kichomur sheba. That the part of the kodesh that got absorbed, the thing that was absorbed has the chumra. Shaharei. Here the key words. I cannot emphasize this enough. Yeshba. We now have a piece of meat that has beis meaning. Two varieties. Echad chamor. One is strict. Let's use the example of shlamim. We have a piece of shlamim that has absorbed the shtickle of the juices of chatas. So shlamim came in for 2 days and one night, and chatas 1 day, one night. What's going to be the result? We have to be machmir, eat it for 1 day, one night. Why? Because echad chamor v'echad kal. The kula hoyleches achar hechamor. We follow the more stringent. Now I'm not making up these words. Alma, Rashi jumps to a major conclusion. Like Rashi is jumping over an 8-lane highway here when he makes this statement here. I mean, this is really heavy duty stuff. But Rashi says, Alma, heter mitzarev l'isser. Really? This is heter mitzarev l'isser? This is a din of Tom Kicker. This is not a din of mitzarev l'isser. Okay, so this is not, I don't know. You have to be my eye in very deeply. There's a lot going on over here. This is, but I read you the words, right? Rashi says those words. You have tzvei minim. Tzvei minim uravim zeh b'zeh. There are two minim, and we're going to follow the more strict that's analogous to heter mitzaref liyaseh. So Mamela, along comes Rabbi Akiva, gevaldik, shnei kisuv naboim ke'echod ein melandim. Nazir and chatas. Okay? You with me? Good? Amirfield. Amirfield.
Gabriel.
Yes. You with me?
Now I am.
Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes, Vaitam, Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon, Nami, Nehavi, Nazis, and the Morris Akasha. Wait a minute. According to the Rabbanon, now that we have this beautiful concept of Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanon should not be far behind. Now, Yachman, the Rabbanon, they disagree with Rabbi Akiva on two accounts. Number one, when it said the word mishras by nazir, they don't hold of this funny idea of a half an olive's worth of grapes and half an olive's worth of bread. They don't go for that. You got to eat a whole kazayis. There's no such thing as heter mitzaref liyaseh. So what then do they make use of the word mishras? Tam ki ikar, a whole different concept. If you have a full kazayis of bread that's been soaked in wine and has absorbed the flavor, even though the wine content is not there. Sufficient, and even though there are no grapes, you chai for the bread, because the bread is now tam ki ikar, a whole new concept, tam ki ikar. And guess what? The Rabbanon say zel bezach when it says yikdosh by chatos, not. They don't learn this lumness of Rashi, this incredible fancy lumness of Rashi, that the case of yikdosh by chatos, the din of heter mitzaref liyaseh. They learn yikdash by the sugya of chatos for tam ki ikar. So another example of tam ki ikar. You have a piece of chulin meat that has absorbed the flavor of kodesh meat. Mimela meat in tam ki ikar. It has the flavor. If it has the flavor, the tam is the same thing, like it's mamish kodesh. So it comes at Rabban, they disagree, they keep on two accounts. In both the case of Nazir and in the case of Chatos, they do not dash in the pasuk to teach you tetem saf leser. Instead, they dash in the pasuk to teach you the concept of tam ki ikar. So once they dash in tam ki ikar, why don't we also say shnei kisuvin haboim ki echad ein melamdin? So Rabbi Namin Havi knows v'chadash shnei kisuvim ki echad ein melamdin. So let's say this all bizarre. And therefore, when it comes to b'chol haTorah kula, could you imagine the kashrus industry? How this would affect? It would be a whole new world today. The haterim in the kashrus would be mamish. Unbelievable. The price of a heksher would go down dramatically. If only we could make use of this. So why don't we talk and say this according to Rabbanan? So the Morris Amri, the Rabbanan say back, no. Don't destroy the kashrus industry. All the people in the OU, they need parnasa. Don't shepherd with the OU. Don't make trouble. Don't, because you can't go and learn a limit of shnei kisuvna boim ke'echad from nozir and Chatos, because if the Torah only wrote one, I would not know the other. Rabban Amri, Hani Mitzrich Tzricha, we need them both. Now, why do we need them both? The Gemara in a few moments will explain. So don't get worried. Do not worry. We will come to explain why we need both in a moment. But whatever the reason is, so the Gemara is immediately not letting a moment go by. The Gemara is chapping it in, taking that to its advantage. If you're going to have in a few moments a reason why the Rabbanan say you can't, it's not shnei kisuvin, you can say l'chor the zel bazach Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva also not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Amichani mitzchrich Rabbi Akiva. Says no, my tzrich. I'm sorry. Rabbi Akiva just says that. No, I disagree with you. I disagree with you. My tzrichi. Why do you need them both? Bishloima. No, Rabbi Akiva is coming to challenge Rabban. I don't understand. If Taka the Torah only wrote it by Karmen Chatos, then you're right. Legama nazimino. You're right. I would not know nazir from Chatos. Why the chulin? Mikodoshim, like, I mean, you're right. Nechanami, you're right. I would not know by the case of a nazir, because nazir is chulin. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and he graves Rav Chulin. Ela lichtei v'chamonu b'nazir. But why can't the Torah write it by Nazir? The concept of heter of tam ki ikar. The concept of tam ki ikar by Nazir. V'teisi chatos v'tigmar minei, and let chatos be learned from Chulin. Why the ha'kol isun shabbat Torah kogamar minazir? Because we have a general rule that we learn all Isurim from Nazir. What's an example we learn from Nazir? Shishin. Bittul b'shishin. We learn from Nazir. We learn from Nazir the halacha of that's one halacha. We learn dinim of bittul from the Zerah b'sheila. Okay, Zerah is a whole sugi. We learn the laws of bittul. This concept of bittul b'shishim is known from Nazir. So just like we know from Nazir the concept of bittul b'shishim, we can learn from Nazir the concept of tam ki ikar. So Rabbi Akiva says to the Rabban, what in the world is going on over here? Why the fact that the Torah wrote the concept of tam ki ikar in two places should be an indication of ein melamdin? Why should be an indication of ein melamdin? Because the Torah only needed to write the concept of tam ki ikar by nazir, and we would automatically know this b'chol haTorah kula, just like we use nazir as a makor for other halachas of bittul halachas, for example, bittul b'shishim. So the fact that the Torah wrote nochamol by chatas must be it shnei kisim b'am kechad ein melamdin. The Rabban Amr Lachai say no. Mitzrach tzrichi. Why not? Because we need both. Mitzrach tzrichi. Chatos leheter mitzdarf leiser. Einochanami. We need chatos for the concept of heter mitzdarf leiser. The chulin mikodoshim loy gomar. Umishras litin tam ki ikar. Umikan atadon lechol haTorah kula. So along comes the Gemara and drops a bombshell. And what the Gemara is doing now is in Echanami, you're right. When it says the words Yikdosh in the parsha of Kodshim Echatos in Echanami, it's not teaching you the concept of Tam Kikar. It's teaching you the concept of, and so that's a little tricky, and this is where the beauty of the whole Gemara, everything here is all comes together, very, very tightly compact. Limudim. When it says Yikdash by Chatos, it's teaching you Heter Mitzdareif L'Isser. That if you have basically one Kezayis, our example, one Kezayis
of Heter,
we know 50% Heter and 50% Isser,
right.
Person is Chayif. For example, Pigel. Let's say you have Pigel, Chatzi Zayis of Pigel, or Chatzi Zayis of Chulin, and a person swallows it in one shot. Heter mitzdareif l'isser is chayav karas. If a person eats pickle is kachim, and he eats pickle, he's chayav karas. How much pickle? A kazayis. Let's say he only has a chatzi kazayis of pickle.
He's potter.
But let's say he has a chatzi kazayis of pickle, and a chatzi kazayis of bread, and he swallows it together. That's called heter mitzdareif l'isser is chayav. How do you know that? I know that from the word yikdosh. Now let me ask you, if you have that concept by heter mitzav liyisa by kochim, why can't we apply that concept l'chol haTorah kula, even by nazir, or by a piece of nevela? The answer is, you can't learn a halacha that was taught by kochim to a halacha of chulin. Because kochim, we know, is on a much higher standard. If the Torah is machmir, and teaches you a concept by kachim, that does not automatically mean it will apply to chulin. So if the Torah taught us the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser by kachim, we cannot apply that to chulin. Now what about the concept of tam ki ikar? Well, that I can. Because where was tam ki ikar taught? By nazir. And nazir is a category of chulin. And if the Torah teaches it to by chulin, kol shekein, it should apply to kodshim. So when it comes to the bottom line, is the Gemara is telling us that we have two psukim. We have the pasuk of mishras by nazir and the pasuk of yikdash by chatz. The word, according to the Rabban, the word mishras by nazir teaches us tam kiyikar. And being that nazir is chulin, that can serve as us binyanav l'chalter akul of tam kiyikar. But when it comes to kachim, we have the word yikdash that teaches us heter mitzav liyisar. And being that our starting point is kachim, we cannot go backwards and learn l'chalter akul of chulin. Now that's according to the shita of the Rabban. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva never held of tam ki'ikar. He doesn't go for this. There's no such thing as tam ki'ikar according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he only holds from what? Rabbi Akiva, travayu leheter mitzarf liyisr. They both go leheter mitzarf liyisr. Now the reason why I should not say he doesn't hold, because he does hold of tam ki'ikar, but he knows that from another source. He knows that from Giulei Nachrim. Okay, this is the Rashi. We keep this like Giulei Nachrim Lavche. The Shuv, the Loim Mitzvah Kol Tam Keiker. This is Giulei Nachrim Lavche. The Loim Mitzvah Kol Tam. According to Rabbi Akiva, we know the concept of Tam Keiker from other sources. Okay, we know it from the fact that the Torah required Klal Yisrael to clean out their pots. When they, from the Melchemes Midian, when they captured the claim of Midian, they had to go kasher their pots. Why? Because there might be some absorptions in the pots of tarfus, and that will get absorbed into the kosher meat. And that's tam kikar. So according to Rabbi Akiva has another source for the concept of tam kikar. Mimela, he has available the word mishras that's written by Nazir for a different drasha. What's that different drasha? Heter mitztaref liyisr. And now he has another drasha of heter mitztaref liyisr by chatos. So what's the bottom line? We have two psukim teaching us the same halacha. And what do you say when you have two psukim teaching the same halacha? Shnei kisum aboim ke'echad ein melamdin. And Mela, we're going to limit the law of heter mitztaref liyisr only to Nazir and to Chatas, but to nowhere else. Rabbi Akiva, Tavayel had himself Liyasar, Vahavl Shneks Nabam Kiachad, Vachol Shneks Nabam Kiachad, Eim Alamdim. Okay? So it comes out now, that really concludes pretty much, we have one little short piece of work, but that pretty much concludes this suit. So what do we have here? Let's review very quickly, very quickly, bottom line. What do we take out of this sugya? We have two psukim that we've dealt with. We have Mishras and Yikdash. According to Rabbi Akiva, both Mishras and Yikdash teach us what? The same thing they teach us. Heter mitztaref liyisr. Both. By what does it mean, heter mitztaref liyisr? By Nazir? It means a chatzi zayis of grapes, a chatzi zayis of bread, chayiv. What does it mean by kachim? It pretty much means the same thing. But it also means what Rashi told us, where you have you have an absorption, and you have to be machmir, and you have to wait for the later time, the more stringent time. Heter mitztaref liyisr, and shnei kisuv aboim keachad eim alamdim. According to the Rabbanan, they have two psukim. One pasuk is mishras, and one pasuk of yikdash. Mishras teaches us tam ke'ikar, because they hold that we don't learn out from Geulei Nachrim, from the Kelim of the Goyim. We learn out from mishras, and being that mishras is chulin, it can be a binyan av l'chol atarakula. What do we do with the pasuk of yikdash by chatos? We already know tam kikar. We're going to use it for the halach. We're going to use it for the halacha of heter mitztaref liyisr. But we're not going to be able to apply it backwards l'chol terakula, because you can't learn that chulin from kadashim. Okay, that concludes the gemara. Now l'cha'oira, there's a nafkamina. You have to be reminded of this in more detail. But l'cha'oira, there's a very big nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon. And that is, what about heter mitztaref liyisr in all areas of kadashim? If you don't like Rabbi Akiva and say that it's shnei kisum aboim ke'echad eim alamdin, it's extremely limited, specific to chatos. Now you have to judge what the parameters are, but it's shnei kisuvim only by nazir and only by chatos, not by other areas in kachim. But according to the Rabbanon, besides the obvious difference that there's no din of heter mitzvah liyasa by nazir, because we don't have a pasuk for that, but we do have heter mitzvah liyasa by chatos, it could very well be that that can be a binyana for all areas of kachim, because kachim from kachim you can learn. You just can't learn chulin from kachim, but kachim from kachim you can learn. So it could be that it's a much broader interpretation of heter mitzvah liyasa in other areas of Kadosh. This is an idea which has to be explored. If I look in the Rambam, see how the Rambam fataiches, you see how you pass the loch on the old Zivinyan, it's an emerging idea to explore of dealing with heter and with starifli iser in other areas of kadashim, or do we limit it only to chatas? If you look at Mekiva, it's shnei ksuv. Shnei ksuv is very specific. There's only going to be a mitzvah liyasa by chatas, nowhere else. If you look at the Rabbanan, that it's one pasuk by chatas, and you can't go to chum because of, you can't learn chum from kashim, but you can learn kashim from kashim. So maybe you will say heter mitzvah liyasa by other areas of kadashim. That's something which needs to be explored. Okay, now we go to new Gemara. I'm Rav Ashi. Now the Gemara just clarifies the small thing. I'm Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Elohod. What's going on? It says beferish in the Mishnah that you can combine mistarf zemze isur nazir al isuri nazir, that you combine them zem zeh. So the question is, I have a special gezeirus hakosov that allows me to combine different types of products of the vine zem zeh. The charetzon in the zug, the skin with the pit. And here comes the question, why did the Torah need to express itself and teach us something which is obvious of an elaborate pasuk with the drasha? Hashta madach l'Rabbi Akiva iser v'heter mitzdarfin madach, according to Rabbi Akiva, have a half of an azayis of grapes, with a half azayis of bread. Bread is gewaltic. There's no prohibition for an osi bread. I'm chayiv a carbon. I'm chayiv a loisa say malchus for eating a kazayis. So half is iser, half is heter. Al achas kamo v'kamo. If I have two chatzay zaysim of iser, I half a zayis of the skin and a half a zayis of the pit. Al achas kamo v'kamo. So hasha b'kiv iser v'hetem iser v'iser v'iser b'baya. So the Mori here and says an extremely important yisoid in understanding what it means heter and mitzvah liyaser. Okay, this words are critical in understanding the lamdas. Amalei iser v'heter, with regard to iser v'heter, the vasachas iser v'iser bezeh hazeh. If you eat a chatzi zayis of a zog of the skin, and then you take a break. And you come back later and you eat the other chatzi zayis, the pits. You don't eat, you don't swallow the vasachas. You take a break in between the two. Are you chayif? That's what the pasuk is telling you, that you're chayif. When you deal with the sugi, this whole sugi, this last two daf of heter mitzaref liyisu lefili Rabbi Akiva, there's a condition, a very important condition. You got to chew it and swallow it in one shot. If you want to be chayif, you're eating only a mashuhu of Issa, because you have a full shear of a kezayis together with it, it's got to be in one shot. You got to swallow it in one shot. It's got to be vasachas. The chiddush of the Torah that you can be mitzdaref, a zog with the charetzon together, two things that are usur, that means even if it's not bevasachas, a little now, a little bit later on, it's also going to have to be chayef. Okay, that concludes the sugya, Baruch Hashem, a very nice sugya of het himself, Isser, and tam hek, a new sugya. Botzeik shebe sitke areva. You have dough, okay, you paid it, okay. Today, if you do what it says in the Mishnah, then shaduchim will be ruined for doris. So don't try this, what it says in the Mishnah. But let's take your hat in. Look what it says here in the Mishnah. You have mamash chametz. You have mamash chametz in botzeg You have dough in the cracks of an areva of a bowl. You have in your kitchen a beautiful bowl. Can you imagine what people do today with the kitchen for Pesach? We have a bowl, and in the bowl it's a kneading trough. You need flour. You're not going to go the whole. It's mamish chametz gomed during the year. You mamish need. This is the real deal. Mamish chametz deraisa in your bowl. Pesach. You're not going to go buy a new bowl. Who's going to go buy a new bowl? You kasher it. You clean it. You scrape it. You kasher it. You clean it. You clean it. Right. You clean it. problem is, in the cracks of the bowl, there's some dough that's left there. And you know something? You don't want to take it out. You know why you don't want to take it out?
So
you want
vital.
Because the dough is hard, and it's like a good cement. Mm-hmm. It's like a good, it's stark. It keeps the bowl nice and stark. If I'm going to take my pencil here and start taking out the dough, the hard dough in the cracks, you know, the bowl, it's a little delicate, it might crack. So I like to keep, it's like a glue. It's a problem, it's chametz, stick a glue. Right? Elmer's glue is chametz. Is it? I don't know. Why? Is it edible? It's real achila. Achila's kelef. When was the last time you saw someone eat Elmer's glue? I don't know. Don't answer me. Maybe you're very desperate. I never understood that. Why Elmer's glue is chametz? Okay, that's what it is.
See, it goes to at the same time I
do. I did. But I never understood. I told you, I don't understand. That's the never really. I always put away the Elmer's glue, but I don't know. Whatever. Let's go. Right, so we have over here. If you have so much of this dough in the cracks, in one mokom, can you imagine? There's like one mokom, chayiv levoyer. So you got to get rid of it. You got to clean it out. It's too much. V'im lav. Let's say v'im lo. Let's say it's less than a kazayis. It's okay. Leave it. You can leave the chametz in the bowl. It's okay. Bottle. It's bottle b'miuto because you want it to be. You want it to be glue. You want it to serve as a glue for the different meal. It's good. The chayin atoma is does it contaminate? Let's say does it have the koyach to contaminate? So the answer is no. If it's a kezayis, it's choshev. The meal it becomes tamei. It's a meichel. A food can become tamei in its own right. A kli is only the kabbal tuma from a food. A kli is only the kabbal tuma from an avatuma. But a food can be kabbal tuma from a rishon. So let's say you put into the pot a rishon. Does that clump of dough become tamei? If it's a kazayis, yes, it becomes a sheni. And now it can be metame truah shlishi. But if the dough is less than the size of a kazayis, so it's not chosh in its own right, it's bottled to the kli, it has a din of the kli, and a kli only can become tummy if it comes in contact with an avatama. So if you go, so if a sheret, the only way it'll become tummy if the sheret falls in the kli. But if a piece of food that's a rishon falls into the kli, nothing's going to happen to it. V'chein li natumah. In makbid alav, so here he writes, it's not, I make a mistake, not the shir is not a kazayis, I'm sorry, it's not a kazayis, but it depends on hakpada. Okay, when it comes to tumah, it's a different set of rules. It's not totally in beer. When it comes to tumah v'tahara, it's not totally in kazayis. It's totally in hakpada. Is it too? You want to get rid of it? I don't like it. It's in my way. Or you, but when it comes to beer chametz lo yeyroha luchas saar, it's din of a kazayis. It's not totally in hakpada. It's din of a size. Chayli in tumah in makbid alav chaytzeitz. Number one, if you makbit in the tumah, makbit lof chaytzeitz, if you want to be toivol the kli and purge it from tumah betila kalim, if you makbit it's going to be chatzitza because it's too much v'im roitzah b'kiyumo, if you want it to remain there because you want it to serve as a glue, then hareyu karev, it's going to have the status of the pot and it's not going to be a chatzitza when you put in the mikvah, it's going to become tumah. Vaydling maram avyudu amar shmuel lo shanu, we only learn lo shanu elah. When we learned the halacha that the chilik of a kezayis and not a kezayis, that's all she'ein asun lechazik, it's not the bottom of the pot. But if it's a part of the pot, when we make this distinction between a kezayis, not a kezayis, that's the upper part of the pot. In other words, the walls of the pot. You don't have to be mevor. Now, what is the bottom line? Mechlal the pachos mekezayis, less than a kezayis. Afilu b'mokam she'enasun lechazek. Mechlal the pachos mekezayis. I'm getting mixed up. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi.
About the rim of it.
No? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi vas lo perish. Look at Rashi explains. Okay, look at this word right to Rashi. The first Rashi of the Gemara. Okay, Rashi perish. Lo yishanu de kezayis b'mokoyim echad. This that we learned that if you have one full kezayis b'mokoyim echad, Chayev levoher, you must destroy it. Ela she'ein hasadokim b'shulei areva. That's only when it's not the bottom of the pot. She'ein hasadokim b'shulei areva. Mokem shad sokas hamayim, when you pour the water. She'ei botzek ze moyel areva l'chazek hamayim. Avol ela b'dafnoi sehem. But mokem she'ein osu l'chazek. Avol in the mokem osu l'chazek gehein hein bidlu l'gabo v'havei ke'etz. Demistava batlinu haigavro l'hosam. Da'afilu kizayis. So this bride, so the main yisrael of the bride is coming to tell us a tremendous leniency. That's the main yisrael. This whole, you know, this yisrael, you got the whole Gemara, because the Mishnah is not clear. All the Mishnah says, if it's a kezayis, you're finished. There's no hope for you. You got to get rid of it. Along comes the bride, says, no. Guess what, Rabbi Isai? Even if it's a kezayis, you're okay, provided that it's on the very bottom. Because when it's hard. When it's on the very bottom of the pot, even a kezayis yivavatel, because you need that clump of chametz, that clump of hard dough to strengthen the pot. So this that we differentiate between a kezayis is no good, but less than a kezayis is good, that's on the walls of the pot. Because that part is not so important to keep the pot intact. Only the flat surface is where we differentiate. A kezayis is no good less than a kezayis. But we're coming to be makel here, that if it's the flat bottom of the pot, even a full kezayis, it's bottle. So the yesod of here is that this bryce is coming very clearly to take the Mishnah and tell us, don't read the Mishnah literally, apply the chum of the Mishnah only to the walls, but if you're dealing with the surface of the pot, you can be even more makel. Even if it's a kezayis, automatically it's bottle. Then the bryce is another pun vakeret, it's a chumra, back and forth, machlekes tanoim, either it's machlekes tanoim, then it will follow from this yesod. Okay.